This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 470 for Monday, July 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures remain at their expanded daily limit of $45 per ton on Monday, spurred on by the hot, dry conditions across the prairies. With the final settlement still pending, the November contract jumps to $889 per ton. The January contract climbs to $881.30 per ton. With the drought, there are market concerns over the canola supply situation. It's very likely production this year will be well below the 20 million tons previously anticipated. There's price rationing to curb demand. Additional support is coming from strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is down slightly. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 80.21 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 80.15. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its monthly supply and demand estimates today, showing no major changes for the 2021-22 soybeans. Ending stocks hold at 155 million bushels. There are no major revisions for soy meal and soy oil as well. U.S. corn production for 21-22 edges up nearly 1.2% from the June report at 15.17 billion bushels, with the carryover increasing 5.2% at 1.43 billion. Total wheat production for 21-22 is to pull back 8% at 1.75 billion bushels, while the carryout drops 13.6% at 665 million bushels. The USDA released its weekly export inspections report this morning. For the week ending July 8th, corn exports are down 19.6% at nearly 994,000 tons. Soybeans dip 3.5% at about 201,000 tons. Wheat exports rise 17.3% at more than 424,000 tons. The department issues its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The November contract rises 21 cents at $13.50 per bushel. August soy oil gains 1.7 cents at 64.05 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $2.90 at $357 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Monday. The September contract climbs 16 cents at $5.45 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as well, with the September contract increasing 13 cents at 402.5. Wheat futures are also stronger on Monday. Chicago September jumps 26 cents at 641. Kansas City September gains 21.5 cents at 615. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September vaults 43 cents at 857.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, July 12th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.